राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर बनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर बनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर बनचारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे हरे गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे jayo Radha Gopinath Radha Gopinath Radhe jayo Radha Gopinath Radha Gopinath Radhe jayo Gauranitai 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 jayo Gauranitai jay Shri Gopal jay Shri Gopal jay jay Prabhupada 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 jay jay Prabhupada jay jay Gurudev 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 jay jay Gurudev ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजक आचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन बीबीटी फाउंडर आचार्य शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजक आचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री भक्त सिद्धांत गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। रामाचार्य शील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। विरंति कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद अद्वैत गदाधर श्वासदि गौड़ भक्त वृंद की जय। राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय। नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा मैया की जय। यमुना मैया की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। तुलसी देवी की जय। सामवेद भक्त वृंद की जय। हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। पतित पावन हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की जय। गौड़ प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 8, Text 40.
Ime janapada asruddha Supakaushadi virudha Vanadri nadi उदन्वन्तो हि एदान्ते तव तव वीक्षितैः इमे जनपदा श्रुद्धा सुपकौषधि विरुधा वनाद्री नदी उदन्वन्तो हि एदन्ते तव वीक्षितैः इमे जनपदा श्रुद्धा सुपक्वाउषधि विरुधा वनाद्री नदी उदन्वन्तो ह्येदन्ते तव वीक्षितैः। इदम् औषधिभिरुदः वनर्नदी उदन्वन्तो ह्येदन्ते तव वीक्षितैः। इमे जनपदा शुद्धा औषधिभिरुदः वनाद्री नदी उदन्वन्तो उदन्वन्ते तव वीक्षितये। इदे जनपदा शुद्धा माताजी
वर्ड बाय वर्ड मीनिंग इमे ऑल दीज जनपदः सिटीज एंड टाउन्स सुवृद्धा फ्लरिश्ड सुपक्व मैच्योर औषधि हर्ब्स विरुदः वेजिटेबल्स वन फॉरेस्ट अद्री हिल्स नदी रिवर्स उदन्वन्तः सीज ही सर्टनली एधन्ते इंक्रीजिंग तव वायु वीक्षितैः सीन। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद श्रील प्रभुपाद की जाए। सो ऑल दीज सिटीज एंड विलेजेस आर फ्लरिशिंग इन ऑल रिस्पेक्ट्स बिकॉज द हर्ब्स and grains are in abundance, the trees are full of fruits and the rivers are flowing, the hills are full of minerals and the oceans full of wealth, and this is all due to your glancing over them. Human prosperity flourishes by natural gifts and not by gigantic industrial enterprises. The gigantic industrial enterprises are products of a godless civilization and they cause the destruction of the noble aims of human life. The more we go on increasing such troublesome industries to squeeze out the vital energy of the human being, the more there will be unrest and dissatisfaction of the people in general. Although a few only can live lavishly by exploitation. The natural gifts such as grains and vegetables, fruits, rivers, the hills of jewels, minerals, and the seas full of pearls are supplied by the order of this Supreme, and as He desires, material nature produces them in abundance or restricts them at times. The natural law is that the human being may take advantage of these godly gifts by nature and satisfactorily flourish on them without being captivated by the exploitative motive of lording it over material nature. The more we attempt to exploit material nature according to our whims of enjoyment, the more we shall become entrapped by the reaction of such exploitative attempts. If we have sufficient grains, fruits, vegetables and herbs, then what is the necessity of running a slaughterhouse and killing poor animals? A man, you need not kill an animal if he has sufficient grains and vegetables to eat. The flow of river waters fertilizes the fields, and there is more than what we need. Minerals are produced in the hills and the jewels in the ocean, if the human civilization has sufficient grains, minerals, jewels, water, milk, etc., then why should it be, should it hanker after terrible industrial enterprises at the cost of the labor of some unfortunate men? But all these natural gifts are dependent on the mercy of the Lord. What we need, therefore, is to be obedient to the laws of the Lord and achieve the perfection of human life by devotional service. The indications by Kunti Devi are just to the point. She desires that the God's mercy be bestowed upon them so that natural prosperity be maintained by His grace.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Saganaragunatanvitam Tamsajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sivishakanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Sapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. I'd like to welcome all of you to this Srimad Bhagavatam class. Just before I was setting out to come to the temple, my son Sridhama Sakha, he was supposed to come with me. We received the news that His Grace Vamshidhar Prabhu has left his body. Now, I was supposed to come today to the temple because it is my 83rd birthday, and just when we were about to come, we received this news. I remember a Hindi song which we used to sing in our childhood. खुशी के साथ दुनिया में हजारों गम भी होते हैं जहां बजती है शहनाई वहां मातम भी होता है खुशी के साथ दुनिया में हजारों गम भी होते हैं along with joys of life there are so many misfortunes and miseries यहां बजती है शहनाई where शहनाई is played as being very auspicious at the same time There are also, you know, very sorry, matam bhi hota hai. That means there are also commiseration and misery due to passing away of somebody. So, I realized the truth of this Hindi Bollywood song actually, which I heard during my childhood, which was almost 75 years ago. I am 83 now. So, that song really made me think that really it is, life is such that when you think of some happiness, there is also corresponding unhappiness. Now this Bansidhar Prabhu was very, very dear to all of us, very dear devotee. Such dedication to Guru Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada, and so much service oriented. He started a congregation at Belapur, which is very vibrant, serving today. Wonderful service he was rendering and going all out to serve the temple, whether it is annual, you know, fund collection or whatever else. So many activities, every activity he would, you know, participate 100%. There was no question of holding back, give everything that he had. So that was our Bansidhar Prabhu. And I would have liked to be there, but I had this service of giving a class here. So therefore, I am in your midst today. And we are discussing Queen Kunti's prayers, which are very, very beautiful prayers. Queen Kunti is an outstanding character in Srimad Bhagavatam. So what exactly is prayer or prarthana? So the words that we use when we speak to the Supreme, when we speak to the Supreme Lord, those words constitute prarthana. When we do it with all sincerity, with our heart put into it, that constitutes a prarthana. In his Sunday class, His Grace Baldev Prabhu narrated a sort of an episode in which he said that a young boy came to his mother and asked a question to her, said that, what do you do in the temple when you go to the temple? So the mother replied, "No, I pray." So the boy heard that and he walked away and started praying. After some time he came back and asked mother, "What do you pray?" That, "I pray, you know, I glorify the Supreme Lord in my prayer." Then he went again. The mother became busy with her own household chores, busy with her own jobs. After some time, the boy comes again and asks mother, "So, I also want to pray. What should I pray? What should be my prayer?" The mother said, she was actually irritated, to be honest. Mothers get irritated when they are busy and children go on pestering the mother. But she said that, "Whatever you have learnt in school, you offer it to Krishna." The boy was happy. He said, "Okay, I'll go." So he went to the temple, and there, you know, the pujari was, you know, chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And this boy, in a very loud voice, you know, started chanting A, B, C, D, E, F, G with full intensity, A to Z, full intensity. Now, obviously, the priest was offering this. This is what Baldev Prabhu said. It is not my story, please. So, please understand this. So, as he was offering, the pujari was disturbed, obviously, by the loud chanting of A, B, C, D, E, F, G during the temple. So, he came and asked the boy, "What is it that you are doing? Why are you, you know?" He said that, "I am chanting A, B, C, D. Who told you?" "My mother told me that I can chant this. So I am chanting." So the boy, the pujari asked him to stop. And it is Baldev Prabhu was narrating that night Lord Krishna appeared in the dream of the priest. And he asked him, "Why did you stop that boy, you know, from chanting A, B, C, D?" The pujari said that, "Lord, he was a source of disturbance to me while I was chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra." But Lord said, "You have done a wrong thing, you know." So the way the boy was chanting with such concentration, he attracted my heart. And you are chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, that is also made of alphabets only. H-A-R-E-K-R-I-S-H-N-A. It's also made of alphabets. So what's the difference? What he chanted pleased my heart. So the story which Baldev Prabhu narrated indicates that when we chant, when we sing prayers of the Supreme Lord, we should do it with great intensity. Intensity is the main thing with which we have to do. There is another such story which I read years ago when I was a student. The very first book which I read when I was a student, spiritual you can call it, that book was called Autobiography of a Yogi by Swami Yogananda. That book fascinated me to such an extent that I thought of joining Yogoda Satsang Society in Ranchi. To that extent, I was influenced. Now that book, I not only read it a couple of times, I shared it with many others. I said, read this book. I was doing my doctorate at that time in the Institute of Science. So when I read that book, there is a story in that book which I would like to share with you. That story is story of three hermits on an island. So these three hermits were on an island and they used to chant a prayer which was absolutely unique. What was the prayer? With great intensity they would say, we are three. O Lord, you are one. We are three, you are one. This was the prayer. Just like the boy chanting ABCD. But they used to say this with so much intensity that several miracles were taking place when they were chanting. So, as it always happens, there are always some envious people. So, some envious people did not like that these three hermits, simple hermits. Hermits are, you can call them tapasvi. Some people did not like it that, they are becoming so, popular. So, they approached the archbishop. The archbishop, they approached and told him that, and said that, the three hermits on the island, they are, teaching unorthodox prayers. They are not bona fide according to us. So the archbishop said, is it so? Then I will go and correct it. So he came in a ship with his retinue. He came to that island. And when he came to the island, he asked the hermits, which prayer are you chanting? They said, sire, we are chanting, we are three, you are one. The archbishop said, no. Now onwards, I'll teach you a very systematic way of praying. I'll teach you a system by which, you can pray nicely. I'll teach you. Now the hermits were very humble. They said, thank you very much. We would like to learn from you. And so the archbishop at length, taught them a prayer very systematically. When the prayer was taught to the hermits were very grateful. They humbly, prostrated themselves before the archbishop, whom is a respectable figure. Thereafter, the archbishop said that my job is done, I'll go now. So he and his retinue traveled back, they came back to the ship and the ship started sailing towards their destination. So as the ship was, sailing on the sea, suddenly the archbishop and his retinue saw that the three hermits were walking on the water, just rapidly, catching up with them, and they caught up with them. And they came and said to the archbishop, sire, we are sorry, but we have already forgotten the prayer that you taught us. Will you teach us again? The archbishop said, no, thank you very much. You are far too exalted. You keep on doing what you are doing. So what we learn from this is, again, the same principle that whatever we pray, whenever we pray, there are so many prayers we chant before Rishi Radha Gopinath and all the deities here. So we, whatever we chant, we have to chant it with great intensity. That is the moral of the story. Now, Queen Kunti's prayers are certainly most exalted, and they leave a lasting impression on our consciousness. But in our shastras, there are so many small, simple prayers also, which actually are worthy of being learned by us. And in our childhood, we learned up to, you know, I had not taken arts, I had taken science. So childhood up to SSE, we learned some Subhashitas and some prayers, which are still with me after so many years of my faith. So one of the such prayers that was there is, Kale Varshatu Parjanya, Prithvi Shashya Shalini, Deshoyam Kshobarahito, Brahmanaha Santu Nirbhayaha. This is one of the shlokas we had learned. Huh? That is, Kale Varshatu Parjanya. Parjanya means rain. Let the rains fall, you know, in the right time, right season. Very important, if the rains either do not fall, come at the right time, then we have disaster. If they overdo also, then also there is disaster either way. So, Kale Varshatu Parjanya. Prithvi Shashya Shalini. Huh? That means that let the earth, you know, possess grains. Earth should produce grains. The farmer tills the land, but if the earth, you know, is incapable of reciprocating, then what happens? We have the story of Prithu Maharaj in Srimad Bhagavatam. So basically, therefore, it has, grains are to be produced. Then, may the country be free of calamity. Kshobarahita. Let there be no calamities for the country. They are praying for the country, not for themselves. May the Brahmanas be fearless. No, Brahmanas are leaders of the society. They should be fearless. This is one of the prayers which we had learned during childhood. Another prayer which I would like to chant just before I start the topic proper is that which is very dear to Srila Prabhupada and our Guru Maharaj. He also chants with that prayer. That's a very, very nice prayer. Om Sarve Santu Sukhinaha, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashantu, Ma Kashchit Dukh Bhak Bhavet. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. This is one of the famous prayers which we learnt, and which again in Krishna consciousness I have heard it from Prabhupada's writings, and also Radhanath Maharaj many times quotes this verse. Sarve Santu Sukhina. Let everyone, every living entity be happy. Huh? This is a prayer which is very relevant today because it's Corona time. So, every human being, let him be happy. Sarve Santu Niramayaha. Let everyone be free from disease. Niramaya means let him be in good health. Sarve Bhadrani Pashantu. Let everyone in their life experience auspicious things. Bhadrani Pashantu. Ma Kashchit Dukh Bhak Bhavet. Let no one now suffer in this life. This is another prayer which you learned. Now, coming, this is these prayers by Queen Kunti Devi, which we are reading for the last so many days. These are actually Kunti Devi's outpourings from the heart. She is pouring out whatever is there in her heart, and of a very grateful heart. And therefore, they impact our consciousness. Queen Kunti's prayers have an impact on the consciousness, and they are so adorable that even great, great sages and munis, they chant these prayers. Now, I remember the other day, Brajamohan Prabhu in his class mentioned that Prabhupada, you know, would sometimes request his disciples to chant Queen Kunti's prayers, especially when he was not well. Brajamohan Prabhu mentioned that there were 2-3 occasions. He cited some days, which I don't remember, but I just remember the content. So, Prabhupada was so very fond of this Queen Kunti's prayers. Hmm? Why? What is the substance of these prayers? What is it that appeals? The appeal is due to saralata. simplicity of words, simplicity of heart, then titiksha bhav, patience. Kunti Devi is an epitome of patience. He says, tam titikshasva bharata, matra sparshastu kaunteya shita ushna sukha dukkada agama paino anityaste tam titikshasva bharata. And what Kunti had to go through, what did she not tolerate? She had tolerated everything. So much suffering, right from, you know, childhood to her youth, full of suffering and suffering and suffering. That. So, saralata, and then titiksha bhav, suffering, then also vatsalya, full of love, vatsalya for the Supreme Lord and vatsalya for all living entities, and gratitude. Main component of our prarthana is gratitude, kritajnata. All these are there, plus many more qualities are there, which I am not elaborating. So, these are adored by all great sages, great personalities, they chant these prayers. So, Kunti Devi's relationship with Sri Krishna transcends bodily relationship. Kunti Devi was actually the aunt of Sri Krishna, Vasudev's sister. So, bodily relationship was there. But her relationship with Krishna it transcended this relationship. This was physical relationship. But she was completely dedicated to Sri Krishna, totally surrendered to Sri Krishna, that is in Kunti. So, she understood Sri Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as He is, like nobody else did. So, Kunti Devi understood the greatness of Krishna, and similarly, Krishna understood the depth of bhakti, depth of love, which Kunti Devi felt for Him, and she expressed it through her bhajans and through her prayers. So, gratitude can be considered to be one of the main components of her various bhajans, various prayers. So, that is the most, and the gratitude actually shines brilliantly in her prayers. So, there are many verses, but one verse which I would like to quote, prayer. She says that, my dear Krishna, your lordship has protected us from poisoned cake. Now, this was when they had just shifted from the forest to the palace. So, that is the way they were welcomed by the Kauravas, by poisoning Bhima to such an extent that, you know, Bhima should die immediately. But that didn't happen. Kunti Devi says, Krishna, you protected us from the poisoned cake. Then, from the Lakshagraha, from great fire. So, the plan was, you know, to burn all these, the five Pandavas and Kunti Devi, burn them to death in Lakshagraha. That was the plan. But Krishna, you protected. Krishna used his devotees like Vidura and others, but Krishna protected. Ultimately, Krishna protected. Then you saved from cannibals like Hidimba, you know, Rakshasa, saved from him. Then from various the cruelty that was perpetrated on Draupadi in Asat Sabha, you know, the assembly. So Krishna protected Draupadi by supplying her unlimited saris. That was protection. So, Kunti is grateful for each of these things that the Lord did for them. Then says that, you protected us from the suffering while we were in Ajnatvas. While the Pandavas were in Ajnatvas, they lost the game of life, they were in Ajnatvas. They were being tortured by Kauravas in so many other different ways. They sent Durvasa at a time when Draupadi had finished using the Akshay Patra, wanted to embarrass and see that they invite a curse from, you know, Durvasa. All kinds of, you know, you can think of evil, and that evil was very much present in the Duryodhana's attitude. And then, you know, during the battle also, Mahabharata war, Kunti is very grateful that they were saved, Arjuna and her brothers were saved on so many occasions by the Supreme Lord. There are so many beautiful episodes in Mahabharata on this. And she says, finally, you have also saved us from the Brahmastra of Ashwatthama. What can be greater than that? Ashwatthama had aimed his Brahmastra at the last vestige of, you know, the last person who was in the womb of Uttara. Wanted to kill that. It was Parikshit Maharaj, wanted to kill him also, so that no Pandavas left, everybody is exterminated. That was the approach. So cruel was Ashwatthama. So this way, many such things were done. So, and then, that beautiful prayer which everybody knows, Vipadaha Santu Tat Shashwat Tatra Tatra Jagadguru Bhavato darshanam yat syat, apunah bhava darshanam. So that prayer, vipada santu, let difficulties and let obstacles, you know, keep coming in our lives, O Lord Krishna, so that whenever there are obstacles, you manifest yourself in our lives. So we will get to have your darshan. What can be a greater benediction than that? So like to have that. So let obstacles come, no problem. Now, some speaker earlier was saying, who asked for obstacles? I think Baldev Prabhu himself was asking. Who, you know, prays for obstacles to come in life? Nobody. People who don't want any obstacles. Slightest obstacle, people get upset. So, he's asking for obstacles. Why? Because every time there is some vipada, every time there is some difficulty, Krishna would, you know, save them. Krishna would manifest himself in their lives and save them from that problem. So Kunti is grateful for the obstacles that were coming in their lives. Now, if this is not sign of greatness, what is? We would, if some obstacle comes in our way, we curse. Sometimes, you know, there are mistaken notions of obstacles, superstitious things. Like, you know, cat crossing, you know, the road while you're walking. Cat is crossed, my God, what an obstacle. So you go back, turn and do something, I do not know. So, this is the type of, you know, attitude that we have in our lives. But Kunti Devi was so far different. She was very, very different. So how many of us want Vipada? How many of us want Vipada? Nobody wants Vipada. Who wants Vipada, huh? Who wants vipada of being born again? Does anybody want that vipada of being born again? Nobody wants. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani, jatare shayanam. So who wants it? Go through that again and again and again and again. Who wants it? Nobody wants it. So here sansare bahudistare krupaya pare pahi murare. So Shankaracharya, he's praying. He's saying that, bus, enough is enough. Don't want more births. Don't want to lie in the womb of mother again and again. Please spare us. Don't want to be a part of it anymore. So this way, the prayers are being offered. So nobody wants vipada in life. But Kunti Devi is so astoundingly different. That she is asking, you know, to be blessed with Vipada. So that is Kunti Devi. That is her greatness. So, at 83 years, speaking of myself, I certainly am not looking forward to again occupying the womb of a mother. In fact, no devotee should look forward to that. He should, you know, everyone should try to, you know, sort out his, you know, material affairs in this very birth, and get out of cycle of birth and death. That should be our aim. That should be our ambition. So, I was thinking, what should be the main structure of my class? So, fortunately for me, His Divine Grace, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, there is a lecture on this very topic. And my job was made very easy. So that lecture was given by Srila Prabhupada in 1973, I think. He gave in 1973 in Los Angeles. And Srila Prabhupada, in his typical style, you know, addresses this verse. He talks about it. So I would like to simply repeat, I mean, elaborate maybe. Maybe paraphrase at a times, but by and large, you know, what Prabhupada has mentioned in that lecture, I would like to just postulate it in you, before you. So, in his powerful lecture given on this verse in Los Angeles in 1973, Srila Prabhupada makes the following comments. Largely, I am using Prabhupada's words, so pardon me if I appear to be reading. So I am repeating with little bit of paraphrasing. Srila Prabhupada says that this verse, Ime Janapadaha, this verse which is there on the board, he says that this verse represents Vedic civilization. This verse is epitome of Vedic civilization. Why? He gives reasons. He says that there is mention of so many things in this verse. The grains are in abundance and the trees are full of fruits. The rivers are flowing nicely. The hills are full of minerals and ocean is full of wealth. So where is scarcity? There is no scarcity. So you leave things to nature, then there is no scarcity. Prabhupada makes this point very, very nice. There is no mention that slaughterhouses are flowing. There is mention that, you know, rivers are flowing, but there is no mention that slaughterhouses are flourishing. There is no mention. So this is our civilization. There are no room for, you know, slaughterhouses. No killing of innocent animals for, you know, for catering to the tongue. No such things were there. So Prabhupada mentioned that. So he says that all these things, slaughterhouses, these are all nonsense, he says. He says, there's no mention that slaughterhouse is flourishing. Industry is flourishing. No such mention. These are all nonsense. This is Prabhupada's word. Nonsense. Nonsense. Things they have created. They have created means materialists have created. These slaughterhouses, the hotels, five-star hotels, these are creations of a materialistic society. Multi-storied buildings, they are all materialistic society. Is it that our ancestors who lived, you know, simply they were unhappy? No. They were happy. Simple living, high thinking, they were happy. But now, you know, the modern society has created so many things, you know, which are really troublesome. Imagine the lift failing, you know, when you are on the 108th floor of a building. Dreadful, isn't it? Very difficult. So, these are all nonsense things. They have created. That means, you know, materialistic people have created. Therefore, problems are there. If you depend on God's creation, then there is no scarcity, simply ananda. This is an indication which Srila Prabhupada is giving. You depend on the things which the Lord wants us to use, then there is ananda. If the trees are full of fruits, if you have sufficient grains, if you have sufficient grass, then the animals are happy. We are all happy. Everything is there. The animals are animals. The cows, they will eat the grass. You will eat the grains. So everything is fine. The bulls will help. So in every possible way, the animals as well as us, we are all happy in the simple way of living. The animal will be satisfied. So Prabhupada writes. So then there is full cooperation between trees, animals, human beings. When there is Krishna in the center, this is civilization. He gives us a perspective on what constitutes civilization. It is not, you know, mod way of living, mod way, you know, of existing, going to 5-star hotels, nightclubs. That is not what Prabhupada has in mind. He says that, you know, this is civilization. Krishna consciousness. So, Krishna consciousness is actually the right type of civilization which we can adopt in our lives. A civilization which is bereft of Krishna consciousness is a painful thing, is very troublesome thing, so we should avoid that. So, and then he says here, tava vikshitahi. Tava vikshitahi. What does vikshitahi mean? Vikshitahi means, Prabhupada elaborates on this, you are glancing. All these plants are full of fruit, all the rivers are flowing, the seas are full of minerals. All this is happening. How? Just by your glancing. So this is the thing. Vikshate. That is important. Glancing. So glancing over us. Everything is nice. First class. Krishna has come very kindly. He says that. He says that Krishna has come very kindly because you are trying to become Krishna's devotees. No, this applies to all of us also. So, this Prabhupada's benediction is for us also. So, we are trying to become Krishna's devotees. So, he has come before us in his full opulence and he is glancing over you. Radha Gopinath are glancing over us. You can just be, you know, grateful for that. They're casting their beautiful glance on us. And last 30 years I've been coming here. And they've always been kind and, you know, glancing so beautifully, wonderfully well. So that is glancing. This whole material, so he says that you become happy and beautiful. Prabhupada says that when you have this consciousness, you become happy and beautiful. Sometimes you may just become happy and not look beautiful. But he says that happy and beautiful, both you become. So, in the Vedas, is described that Krishna glances over matter and matter becomes agitated. That is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. How eventually, you know, matter gets vivified, you know. Matter by itself is inert, but when Krishna glances over it, the Supreme Lord glances over it or uses his representatives to glance over it, so everything becomes, you know, vivified, you know, everything becomes the creation. So, similarly, the whole creation is in the same process. The nature has to be agitated. So, nature, when it is agitated, that agitation comes from life, not from matter. So, when that agitation takes place, only a human being will be disturbed, not any other. An automaton, you know, will not get affected by any sorrowful things that he sees or experiences. He's not going to be affected by that. A robot is not going to be affected by any emotions, but a vibrant living being, whether he's poor or rich, whatever, he's affected. So that is important. Prabhupada makes you think in so many ways when you read his purports. So this was one of the purports I enjoyed reading very much because it was relevant to my words. It was very comfortable and convenient also. Krishna also says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhu. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhu Matta Sarvam Pravartate Iti Matva Bhajante Mam Buddha Bhava Samanvitaha. So he says that all material and spiritual world emanate from me. Everything comes from Krishna. So, everything that we see around us, that is all Krishna's creation. Though human beings may have engineered some things, but by and large, everything comes from Krishna. Krishna is the source. Aham Sarvasya Prabhu. Cause of all causes. Sarva Karana Karanam. That is Krishna. So, because of him, everything is happening. So, the trees, the fruits, and everything comes out simply by his glancing. Simply by glancing. Simply by glancing, Prabhupada says something very funny here. Simply by glancing over my wife, can I make her pregnant? Prabhupada is asking this question, not I. Please understand. Can I make her pregnant? No. Answer is an emphatic no. But Krishna can do it if he wants, just by seeing. He doesn't have to undergo physical relationship with any of the of his wives, 16,108. He doesn't have to do that. Simply by the process of glancing, you know, he can create children, so many children. So the family of Krishna, you know, in Dwarka was not due to physical relationship. They were all serving him, but this is not physical. That we have to understand. Because Krishna is transcendental. He is not physical. So, simply by glancing over my wife, I can make her pregnant? No, this is not positive. This is not possible for you and me. But Krishna, yes, it is possible for him. Brahma Samhita says, Angani yasya sakalendriya vruttimanti. So, Brahma Samhita says that each and every limb of Krishna has got the capacity of other parts. So we say sometimes, you know, that Krishna has to, how does he, you know, honor prasad, honor the bhoga that we serve him? Just by glancing, you know, he doesn't have to physically take it and eat it. No. Angani yasya sakalendriya vruttimanti, pashyanti. So that verse clarifies. So by our eyes can simply see, but Krishna by seeing can make others pregnant. He can make matter pregnant. That is Krishna. There is no use. There is no need for sex. Prabhupada says. There is no use, there is no need for sex. We have an example of Swayambhuva Brahma. He appears. He appeared on the lotus. Garbhodakashayi Vishnu, you know, a lotus emanates. And Swayambhuva Brahma is born on that. He had no biological mother or biological father. So Krishna can do anything just by process of his glancing. How great is Krishna? Superlatively great. We can't even imagine. If you tell somebody, you know, modern day person, you'll say, what is this? What is going on? Was Brahma tested for his DNA? They will ask, you know. No. Brahma was created and Brahma created the universe. Other things. He was a secondary creator. So when Krishna says, Maya adhyakshena prakriti suyate se chalacharam, hetu nanena kaunteya jagat viparivartate. When Krishna says that, he gives birth to what? Characharam. Not achara and chara, those who move and non-moving, both he gives birth. Now a child takes the shelter of the womb of his mother. Child is a living entity, takes the shelter of the womb of his mother. And exceptional cases are like Shukdev Goswami, who stayed in the womb of his mother for 18 years. But by and large, you know, 9 months is the premium time. By 9 months, suppose the child is supposed to come out. Otherwise, they'll perform, you know, surgery to take out the child. That is it. So, a living entity is not destroyed, is not ever destroyed. Na hanyate hanyamane sarive. In one form or the other, he manifests himself, living entity. So, Kunti Devi says, Ime janapadaha sruddaha, supakva aushadihi virudaha. So, the herbs and grains are in abundance, the trees are full of forests, full of fruits, and the rivers are flowing, the hills are full of minerals, and the oceans are full of wealth. The oysters, somebody may ask, you know, what about the oysters? Oysters, you know, are full of, you know, pearls. So, from the sea also you get wealth. There is tremendous wealth from the sea. Sea is actually a source of so much income to so many people, isn't it? so many people, you know, make a living from the products of the sea, like this fish, for instance, or so many other things are there. So yes, everything comes. So formerly people used these pearls. Prabhupada makes a comment there also. He says that formerly people used, you know, gold ornaments, pearls, etc. But he says nowadays, you know, women use, you know, plastic bangles. Plastic bangles, Prabhupada's comment. And then Srila Prabhupada makes a comment on his, how sensitive he was to the environment, that is brought out in the statement which I am about to read. See, Prabhupada says that he traveled all over Europe, and he says that each and every river has become, uses the word, nasty. River has become nasty, meaning the river has become contaminated, isn't it? We are in trouble over Ganges getting contaminated. We are in trouble over Yamuna getting contaminated. Now, Prabhupada makes it clear that this is not something which is peculiar only to India, happening all over the world. So many rivers are getting contaminated. He says that I saw rivers in Russia, I saw rivers in Germany, I saw rivers in France. All are nasty, meaning all are polluted, everything. What is the use of constructing huge, you know, waterworks when your rivers are, you know, getting so much contaminated? So all that is being said. So if we depend on Krishna's mercy, everything is all right. So Kunti is expressing that so many beautiful things are there, simply which are created by your glance, O Krishna. All animals, big animals like elephant, hippos and all that, they're all being sustained. Who provides food to an elephant? What must be his food also? You look at his size, or a hippo, look at their size. But everybody gets food. Nobody starves in this world. Even wild animals, they may not get food every day because they have to hunt for their... Nahi suptasya simasya pravishante mukhe mruga. So, mrugas don't enter into the mouth of a lion. So, he has to hunt for the mruga. And then only, you know, that mruga can be killed and then he can have it as food. And he may not have it every day, day after. But nevertheless, Lord ensures that every living entity gets something to eat. There is no roti, kapda. There is no kapda and makan. There is roti definitely for every animal. That is ensured. So it is not to be done. Therefore, people are not happy. For a slice of meat, Prabhupada writes, you are killing so many poor animals. How very sinful it is. Prabhupada is highlighting that so many animals are being killed just, you know, to satisfy the urges of the tongue. So that should not be done. It is very sinful. So he says that when you do sinful activities, how can anyone be happy? Simply depend on Krishna's glancing. Tava dikshitaihi. Krishna will supply you everything that you want. There is no question of scarcity. Therefore, for real peace of life, tranquility and everything sufficient, supply of foodstuff, milk, water is needed. We have to depend on Krishna. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that we have to depend on Krishna and be totally surrendered to him. Maro bhi rakho bhi, jo ichha tumar. Whatever is your desire, Krishna, do as you will. The Christians use the word thy will be done, which means that you do what you want to do with us. We surrender. So that is the same principle as sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sharanam raja. Same principle is there. So you surrender. That's important. So because you have, then Prabhupada makes a statement, because you have lived so many years without being Krishna conscious, you have lived sinful life. Anybody who is not Krishna conscious, he leads a sinful life. So Prabhupada is telling his disciples, you have lived a sinful life because you have not accepted Krishna consciousness all these years, but now you are accepted. Now you are accepted, so be happy. Now you have begun a new life. Now don't commit any more sins. Do not commit any aparads, nama aparad or any other aparad. You should be very careful. No illicit sex, no intoxicants, no gambling, and no meat eating. We should strictly follow the regulatory principle. Then we are clean. Prabhupada uses the word clean. So keep your life in the right way. You know, live your life in the right way. So Krishna says that, Prabhupada says that everything Krishna has given you is complete. He quotes the verse, Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam Purnat Purnam Udachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Shishyate. So everything that Krishna gives is complete. Nothing, there should be no fault finding on that score. Everything is complete, full. So Krishna has given us everything Purna. There is no question of anything being, you know, inadequate. Although we have come to this material world for undergoing some tribulation in account of our rebellious attitude towards Krishna, we are meant for serving Krishna. But we have rebelled. We are rebelled. Why should I serve Krishna? I shall serve my senses. Now, this is the same thing as saying that once upon a time, all of us living entities, where we lived with Krishna in Golok Vrindavan, we were happy, we were enjoying with him. And then, you know, the bug of, you know, wanting to enjoy separately from Krishna bit us, you know. And then, you know, we became, you know, self-centered. So that is how we are in this material world. So this is what Prabhupada is saying. So Krishna bhuli sehi jiva anadi bahirmukha ateva mayatare deya samsara dukha. So quoting from Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, Prabhupada says that Krishna bhuli yehi jiva, a jivatma like us, one who has forgotten Krishna, Krishna bhuli yehi jiva, anadi bahirmukha, it become bahirmukha, ateva maya, therefore maya, you know, gives him various pinpricks so that he becomes aware and becomes Krishna conscious. The maya is actually helpful in one sense. See, maya actually provokes a living entity to take to Krishna consciousness. Gives you so many kicks that you feel like you are bound to take to Krishna consciousness. That is how it is. The so-called material world can be converted into spiritual world. This is a statement which Srila Prabhupada makes. The so-called material world can be converted into a spiritual world when this Krishna consciousness is there, that everything should be used for Krishna's pleasure. Kuntidevi is giving nice description of how we can become materially happy also. Srila Prabhupada comments, if the human civilization has sufficient grains, minerals, jewels, water, milk, etc., then why should it hanker after terrible industrial enterprises at the cost of the labor of some unfortunate man? So this is the conclusion which Srila Prabhupada gives us. So finally, the goal of every living entity should be to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sarvai pumsam paro dharmo yato bhakti adokshaje ahetuki apratihata yayatma suprasidhati. So that is the supreme goal which Sut Goswami advises in Srimad Bhagavatam. So what should be the goal of human life? That question is asked, and the answer is sarvai pumsam paro dharmo. Paro dharma, ultimate is to bhakti adokshaje. So, service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is the ultimate aim of life. So, when we have this as our objective, when we make our life, you know, simple living and high thinking, And when we become Krishna conscious, then that is the key to happiness, both material and spiritual happiness. So this is what this shloka is telling us. So nature gives its bounties when we don't disturb it, when we don't pollute it. We don't pollute, then everything is fine. But we living entities are so selfish that we are not bothered about whether we are polluting. I'll conclude with just one little experience. When after my doctorate, I worked in an industry which manufactured pesticides. So in that industry, they were, in those days, I'm talking about now 1960s, so I'm talking about that part when there was no pollution act. There was no act at that time. So they used to actually to make 5 tons a day of benzene hexachloride, gamaxine, that. And they used to throw the chlorine into the atmosphere. And I was a research and development chemist, so when I told them that what you are doing is all wrong, you are polluting the atmosphere, they said, "Doctor, keep all these ideas to yourself. Don't tell us about pollution and all those things." So then, the government had tightened the screws. Now there is Pollution Control Act. So with that act, now everybody is, alert and respectful. So what should have been done naturally, is not being done, was not being done. So all of us should understand what we do, whether it is right or wrong. And if it is wrong, we have to correct it. If it is right, we have to pursue it in our Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Anybody has any comments or questions or tipa, tikkani, tippani or whatever, can do it. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So please pray for Vamsidhar Prabhu. He has lived a very glorious life, and we pray for him that he gets a proper destination in the world, spiritual world. And we pray for him. Hare Krishna.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare